Once again, for media members on the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning, and we'll work those questions in as soon as we can. We now welcome in the call the head coach of the Ulster Pride, Joe Mihalik. Good morning, Coach Mihalik.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. A 1-1 week for you guys. Lost a tough game on Thursday by 6 to Towson, but rebound and get a nice win on Saturday, 78-73 over Northeastern. If we talk about the week ahead, kind of give me your view on those two games last week.
Yeah, two hard-fought games. You know, I'll tell you what, you better, I don't know what game isn't hard-fought, no matter who's playing this year. So, better be ready to go. And, you know, Towson was a little bit better than us and a little more physical and shot it pretty good. I think when they shoot it good, they're going to win. They're going to win a lot of games. And then, you know, same thing Saturday. Really well-coached team and a team that can put five shooters on the floor and make it tough for you. And we found a way to outscore them. So.
Even during this tough stretch that you guys were on before the Northeastern game, I know you had felt like your team was really close to turning the corner. How big was that that win over Northeastern to regain some momentum?
Yeah, well, obviously that's an important thing. I mean, because we do feel that way. We don't feel like there's anybody we can't beat, and we don't feel like there's anybody that can't beat us. I mean, it's just going to be that type of a year. As I said to our players, let's just have some tunnel vision here. Keep your head down. Go one day at a time. And you know, when it's all said and done, you know, let's see where we're at.
We're here with Hofstra head coach Joe Mihalik. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. Player of the week honors this week for Justin Wright Foreman, who had a huge effort in that game against Northeastern with 30 points. That's his fifth game this season with at least 20 points. And then he also threw in six rebounds and three steals in that game. And I know we've talked in the last couple of weeks, you saying that you had seen in practice last season that you knew he could score, but how has he developed some of those other areas of his game as his playing time has increased this season?
Yeah, he's as the rest of his game gets better, it's going to be tougher and tougher to take him off the floor because he's a gifted scorer. It's just nothing to him to score. Some guys make a shot and they want to beat their chest and do all kind of animated things, and for him it just comes natural. It doesn't mean anything for him to score. He thinks you're supposed to make every shot. It's a gift. It really is. But you know, as you alluded to, once he gets the other parts of his game down, he's going to be he is a really good basketball player. He's going to be one of the better players that play here.
Has he started to develop, and this is, I would think, tough for a sophomore, and especially a guy that is just starting to get minutes, sort of into a go-to guy for you guys offensively?
Well, you know, I don't know. Yeah, I guess so, yeah. I mean, he doesn't think of it that way, and I don't know. Maybe we do. I mean, it's a good question. Maybe we do. I mean, we kind of like want to go to whoever seems to be making shots and making plays. But so I guess that's been him. But he likes it. He likes it. But it's whether the beginning game or the end of the game, he's ready to score.
Another guy who had a very nice week, or at least in the game against Northeastern, was your senior Brian Bernardi, and 16 points in that game is his best scoring outing in a couple of weeks. Talk about his game on Saturday, and then how important it is maybe for him to get rolling down the stretch for you.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of room for error, so we need whoever's on the floor to be able to, you know, produce and make some whatever it's make shots or get rebounds or whatever it is. Yeah, Brian's just been pressing a little bit. I mean, it's a normal thing. I mean, he's a senior, and you know, I think the clock's ticking. All the seniors are feeling that way, and I just, you know, we got to get a little bit and just reminded him that he just needs to go out there and do what he does best. That's play basketball and not think about anything other than that. I mean, just take one play at a time and enjoy what you do and play hard and just you know, in some respects, kind of relax out there.
Have things changed for him a little bit? Obviously, with playing with Amin and Wanye and some of the talented scores you had on last year's team, and he was able to be, I guess, more a complimentary role, even though he had several big games or has had several big games for you. Has that been part of the change for him this year?
Well, I mean, everybody's adjusted to not having Wanye Green on the floor. I mean, Wanye Green was unique. He was special. He was once-in-a-lifetime kind of guy almost. I mean, he he got the ball to people, whoever it was, whenever it needed to be. I mean, whether it's Rokas Gustis or Brian Bernardi or whatever. I mean, everybody's feeling the effects of not having Monday Green around. So, yeah.
You guys head out on the road Thursday to face a Drexel team with a new head coach in Zach Spiker. As you've started to prepare a little bit for Drexel, talk about some of the keys for your team.
Yeah, they certainly do present some challenges. You know, as I said, it's everybody's the same. I think there's eight teams in this league that are the same. I mean, it's hard to find a difference. I mean, that's just the way it is. And there's a couple of teams that are, probably, I don't think they're unbeatable, but they're probably a little better than the other eight. So, when we play Drexel, it's every one of those games will be a coin toss. So they present some problems. They got the big guys that really, really rebound the ball. They get up and down the floor. The little point guards. He doesn't play like a freshman. They got some guys that shoot it. Dougie Overton's son is now starting to play a lot better. Very well coached team. So it's going to be a real challenge.
How has it been different preparing? Obviously, with Coach Spiker has been a little different, brought a little different style to them than they had past when was there. How has it been different as you prepare? What do you see different about the way they're playing?
Yeah, I mean, quite frankly, what I see is I see the influence of both coaches. I mean, I see some of the things left over from when Bruiser was coaching, the physicality, the toughness, and a lot of those good things of going after the ball, the rebounding. And then you also see Zach Spiker's thumbprints on this team too, and the difference he's made. So, like I said, it just makes it all the more challenging.
All right, Joe, thanks as always for spending time here with us this morning, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
Okay. Thanks, Rob. Have a great day.
Thank you.